Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 543. Today, I wanted to talk about what social media is doing to our kids. A couple weeks ago, I noticed that my daughter, who is 15, just seemed a little bit down and mopey and heavy for a few days. So I let a few days go by before I addressed it with her. Because, you know, we all have fleeting emotions sometimes that don't necessarily need to be addressed. They just kind of come and go, or the situation resolves or whatever. And it doesn't need to have a big production made of it. And the same is very true with our kids, because they have a lot of emotions that come and go. But we're a lot of situations, you know, everything that happens socially seems like such a big deal. So I try not to jump on things too quickly if I notice something that's out of balance with any of them. But after this same mood seemed to linger for several days, I brought it up with her. I told her that I noticed she's seemed a bit down the past few days, and I was wondering if anything in particular was bothering her or weighing on her or what have you. And it opened the door to a beautiful conversation, a conversation that I think is really important, and I wanted to share some of the components of it with you here, because I know that if we're dealing with this, then many, many other parents are similarly dealing with it. And I'll let you know that the topic of the conversation hasn't resolved, because it's not a neat, managing the effects of social media is not a neat and clean thing where you make a sandwich and eat it and then you're done your meal. It's not quite that simple. It's an ongoing thing that we constantly have to balance and revisit and all that kind of stuff. But what I can say is that in our conversation, it was a lot about revolving around TikTok, which is a popular app, especially among teenagers. And just the way all social media works, the algorithm will curate the things on TikTok to show you things that are similar to other things that you have engaged with, liked or commented on or shared or what have you. So there's a curated feed. If you like silly kitten videos, when you open the app, it will offer to you tons and tons of silly kitten video, cute little kitten videos. So whatever it is you're engaging with, you're going to see more and more of that. And particularly in this political environment that we're living in, that can almost start to become an echo chamber. And all social media can become an echo chamber in that way. Instagram has a tab, if you will, that shows you, I'm looking for it now, the search button. When you hit the search button in Instagram, it offers you things that I think, or things that it thinks you may be interested in based on what you have interacted with in the past. Facebook, same thing. Your feed is just going to be populated with things that it thinks you want to see. But our conversation revolved around TikTok in particular. And the more she interacted with certain things, certain subjects, videos, the subject of certain videos, the more those kinds of videos were shown to her. And so my daughter is a big believer in, she's a big believer in She is a big believer in equality, equal rights, Black Lives Matter, and LGBTQ rights, and women's rights, and all that kind of stuff. And so the more she interacted with those kinds of videos, the more she saw. And some of them were, I would assume that some of them were inspiring, but I think more often than not, they were distressing to her, because we live in a very distressed environment right now, especially in terms of human rights, all kinds of different rights. And so the videos she was seeing were weighing heavily on her and causing her distress. And then, not to mention, you know, when our kids are consuming social media, especially our girls, I would say, our daughters, there is a lot of pressure that they feel, that it's subtly being pushed onto them to look a certain way, to act a certain way, to dress a certain way. And I remember when I was growing up, it was magazines, particularly magazine covers, that were and still are at the checkouts of grocery stores. So while you were standing in line with your parent checking out, and you'll probably remember this too, if you're old enough, and if you're a parent, you probably are old enough to remember, no matter what age your child is, but when you stood in line at the grocery store with your parents, you just see an endless display of gorgeous people on the cover of magazines. And it came out years ago, I remember, that those photos were airbrushed once the technology afforded that ability. And so we got to peek behind the curtain a little bit to understand it more, but it still doesn't change. I don't think that did much to change the visceral reaction young impressionable people have when they look at an airbrushed photo on the cover of a magazine, or a perfect photo in an app, in a social media app. It still doesn't change. Even if we tell our kids everyone's only posting their highlight reels, not their difficult moments, it still doesn't change the visceral reaction they have to, oh, that person's so pretty. Oh, that person looks like they're so rich. Oh, that person has so much. You know, whatever it is, that subtle message is still being put in there. But I think one of the things that seems a little bit different with TikTok is that some people are making videos on there, and I don't think this happens, and if you have a different experience, please share it with me. But I don't think this happens on Instagram as much, and many young people aren't on Facebook, but Snapchat, you know, I don't know that it's happening in the public sphere of Snapchat as much either, but certainly on TikTok, because she expressed it to me that a lot of people get on TikTok to share their troubles, to share what they're struggling with. And on the surface, that might sound really like a good thing. It And on the surface, it kind of is, right? Because if a person is willing to talk about their struggles, it kind of destigmatizes it or normalizes that subject. So on the surface, it's a good thing. But I kind of think that some of these videos are people who are struggling, who actually could benefit from professional help and probably aren't getting it. That's the impression I got when out of our conversation, that there are a lot of people maybe turning to their followers in TikTok looking for some kind of support or help for what they're struggling with. And that is not a good avenue. Social media is not a good avenue for anyone to be looking for something that replaces professional help. We all know about haters. We all know about the vicious, vile comments that some people leave to other people, individuals, celebrities. Social media is a soapbox for anyone and everyone. And many people feel emboldened and free to say whatever nasty thing comes to their mind. So never should a person, especially an impressionable teenager, be looking to social media for help with their problems, especially their emotional struggles. And that's what I suspect is happening after the conversation with her. So I think it's important to understand the platforms that our kids are using. And this particular subject that came up was troubling to me because on both ends, right? We should be talking with our kids to make sure that we're supporting them with whatever they're struggling with or getting them the support that they need if we can't help them or provide it for them, finding the professional help that they need to deal with whatever they're struggling with. So on the end of the person making the video, if that's our child, we need to be helping them to understand why that's not necessarily going to be a helpful thing for them. But on the other end of the person who's viewing the video, we need to be talking to our kids and finding out what kind of videos they like to watch. What's the subject matter? What's going on? Like my son loves to watch, and this could be TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. He's constantly sharing this stuff with me. He loves watching people do bike tricks on dirt bikes and trick bikes. So he's constantly looking at those videos and just in awe of the amazing athleticism of these trick bike doers, people. And so talking to him, that's what I find out he's very, very interested in. So I think it's very important that we understand on the consumer side, if our child is a producer on social media, I think it's important for us to understand what kinds of things they're producing. And then if our child is on the consumer side, I think where they're consuming videos from other people, I think it's very important for us to continue to talk to them about what kinds of videos they're consuming. Out of the conversation that my daughter and I had, she realized that she was spending more time on that app than was beneficial to her. And she and her friends have told me many times before how when they turn on TikTok, it's almost like they enter a time warp where hours will go by and they're just scrolling past watching these one video after the other, and it feels like 5 minutes. So I think it's really important that we keep talking to our kids. My daughter realized she was spending too much time on this app, TikTok. And so she decided in our conversation that she needed to be more mindful and put some boundaries and limitations around her usage of the app. And I very specifically said to her, I think you need to figure out what works for you. I think that you need to give it a try. Stay off of it for an hour. Stay off of it for 6 hours. Stay off of it for 24 hours. See what frequency feels right to you. And if you limit yourself too much, or, you know, more than you need, you might find that it's too much. It's too much restriction. If you say, go off of it for just an hour, stay away from it for just an hour, you might find that that's not enough restriction. That's not enough of a break to reset yourself and feel good. So the reason I said earlier that we haven't come to any neat, clean conclusions is that she's still in the process of experimenting to see what amount of usage per day is within reason for her, so that she doesn't get off of it feeling blue and down. And then the other thing that I told her, these two very important things that I think are very beneficial to all kids, and I wanted to share them with you here, is that before she opens a social media app, I want her to check in with herself, see how she's feeling. Is she feeling solid, in a good frame of mind, to where she can handle opening that app and whatever's going to come at her? If she's feeling down, unsure of herself, sad, or anything like that, then that's her indication. If she checks in and notices those feelings, that's her indication that now is not the time to open a social media app, which is probably only going to make her feel worse. She should check in and feel really good and solid in her being, in her personhood, before she opens that app. So two things. They have to figure out what's the amount of time that will be enjoyable for them, but not too much where it starts to impact them negatively. That's number one. And number two, before they open the app, to check in and see how they're feeling inside. If they're feeling vulnerable, sad, unsure of themselves, that's not the time to open that app. They should put it off until later. So that's where she and I are. She's in the experimental stage of figuring out what frequency of time works best for her. And I think that each day will change given how she's feeling and if she's being mindful about where she is before she picks up that phone. So I don't think that social media is ever a neat and clean thing where we can just set down some boundaries, boom, and it's always like that. No. It's not quite that easy. It's kind of, I think of it as kind of learning how to live with junk food. And, you know, sometimes we might indulge in some dessert, but if we eat dessert and candy and junk food and soda all day long, we're going to be very unhealthy and we're going to feel very yucky. But maybe if we eat dessert on a special occasion, it's not that big of a deal. So figuring out what is a healthy diet of social media is an important thing for all of us to figure out, not just our kids, but us too. And so together we can work and we can keep having these conversations with our kiddos and help them learn how to live with this technology that is not going anywhere. Okay. I think that's pretty much what I wanted to share. So I hope that you found some real value in this episode and that it will inspire you to start having these productive, open conversations with your children if you have not yet already. And feel free to send me a message and let me know what you thought of this episode or if you have anything additional to share, because I'd love to hear from you. All right. That wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a fabulous and fulfilling day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.